我是每个月参加一场考试，Jason。第一部分的新题，你会因为一个国家的地貌特征去这国家玩吗？Would you go to a country because of the geography? Probably, I would say yes. I might be willing to go to somewhere of a country because of the mountains, climate, seaside, you know, like New Zealand, for example. I love its climate and the seaside, four seasons, you know, and the sunbath.I have been there twice, because I love geography, you know. Seriously, so that's it. 那表示可能，或许会这样，对不对？ Jason 没有说 maybe, 也没有说 possibly, 它都是可能。前两者的这个可能性很大，基本上就是可能会去，可能不会去，五成的概率。但我说了一个词叫 probably, 它的意思是说呢，就基本不太会去。这种可能性是微乎其微的，大家注意哦。当然，你也可以把它理解为五五开的一个可能性。那某个地方 somewhere,比如说 somewhere of a city, somewhere of my heart, 我心里的某个位置也可以。比如说这么多年 Jason 去哪儿了是吧，我一直在你身边。Where have you been, Jason? 这么多年在哪儿啊？ I have been somewhere close to you, 就多浪漫了是吧，在你身边附近，在你心里。那山脉和气候 the mountains and climate, 那我去过这个地方 I have been there, 为什么用一个完成式 I have been 呢？这 I've been 强调的是你去过并且回来了，对吧？很安全的回来了。如果 I've gone 的意思就是说你去完之后一直没回来，注意这个区别。如果你说 I went to that place, 强调什么过去的那一个小经历，就是我去过一次，就强调是一个例子一样。所以说这个时态这个地方大家一定要注意哦。OK, 我们再来一遍。Well, actually, probably I would say yes. I might be willing to go to somewhere because of the mountains and climate, like New Zealand, for example.I've been there twice or three times, maybe. I love its climate and the seaside, you know, four seasons and the seaside are very beautiful. You know, I've been there twice, maybe, as I've mentioned above, because I love its geography, you know. Seriously, so that's it. 好，更多文本问题呢，微信 B176939107。